Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Anton Boyko. I'm Microsoft Azure MVP from Ukraine. And today we will talk about developing cross-platform mobile applications using PhoneGap and Azure Mobile Services. For today, I have only this title slide, so that's why now I'm going to share my screen and we will spend like the next 60 minutes with live coding demonstration.
So what we will talk about today? Previously, we created a mobile service called Evoico Demo, this one. And like the most easy way how we can start with our new PhoneGap application is to go to this mobile service, to this start screen, and on the start screen we can choose a platform like Windows, iOS, but today we're talking about PhoneGap. We can choose a PhoneGap. And inside this Get Started section, we have Create a New PhoneGap App. Here, Microsoft provides us with a short manual how we can start. And the main idea is that we need to install all required tools, just like prepare your workstation to work with a PhoneGap. Then we need to create a table called to-do item, and then we need to download an example, like already pre-configured and rebuilt project, and after that we are ready. So I already downloaded this project. So now I want to go to my data tab and demonstrate that here I have to-do item table. So now let's switch to my web store. Here is my PhoneGap application, which I downloaded from Azure portal. It's a regular PhoneGap application, and inside JS folder, I have jQuery, I have Mobile Service SDK, and also I have index.js file. And as you can see here, it's really just a regular PhoneGap application. So first of all, let's build this project for Windows Phone, because after this webinar we will have webinar dedicated to Android and also webinar dedicated to iOS. So that's why today I decide to demonstrate all this stuff using Windows Phone. And now I will open my Visual Studio, and this Visual Studio is already pointed to a project built using PhoneGap, and I will start my emulator now. So here is my mobile services application. It's a simple to-do items application. I can create a new task, let's say task one, and I can click add button here and see this bad request. So let's try to find out why we have this bad request here. I will stop my debug. I will return to our portal, and I navigate to this logs section, and here I can go to details. I know this issue. It's because I play a little bit around our mobile services. I think we can easily fix it. I just need to adjust a table name. Rebuild my application. And I will go to my Visual Studio. And try to run this application again. Okay. Here I have my application. And let's start our Windows Phone Emulator. Table to do item 2 is not exist. Yeah, it's true. We do not have this table right now. We need to create it. Let's go to our portal, data, create. To do item 2. Okay. Okay, and let's again try to add a new task. Task 1, for example, add. Our task 1 was successfully added. We can delete this task 1 and we can mark this task 1 as completed. So we mark this as completed. And now we have 0 items. Let's add task 2, add and delete the second task. And let's add task new and click add. So now we have one completed task, one uncompleted task, and also one deleted task. Let's see how it looks like from the Azure Mobile Services perspective. So here is our to-do item 2 table, and here we have a browse tab, and as you can see, we have task 1, task 2 and task new. The most interesting thing is that our task 2 is still inside our Azure Mobile Services. It's just because we're using soft delete, and as you can see, this task is marked with deleted equals to true. And task 1 and task new, both deleted equals to false. Let's go to our PhoneGap application, and now I want to demonstrate how all this magic works. So the first thing we do on device ready, we create a mobile service client. We use our mobile service client SDK here and call for Windows Azure.mobile service client. Here, as you can see, we need to provide two arguments. The first one is URL for our Azure mobile services, and the second one is application key. For now, I will return back to our portal. I will go to dashboard and demonstrate that on a dashboard. Here we have mobile service URL, and if I click manage keys, I will be able to see both application key and master key. And this application key I can copy to my clipboard and then I can paste my application key here. So it's clear. Next, I create a new variable called called to-do item table, and basically this to-do item table is a reference for my table to-do item 2, and I can obtain this reference in a very simple way. I just call client dot get table, and I need to provide my table name here as only one single argument. Now we have our refresh to do items function. Let's see what we have inside. It's also very simple and straightforward. I will not put a lot of attention for this jQuery stuff. So we create a query. We take our table reference and say dot where complete column false. In this case, we will create like a filter, and this filter will say something like, please give me all items from my table to do item 2 where complete property or complete column equals to false. After that, we call for read method, and basically this read method will trigger our table call. So all HTTP request and response interaction will be triggered only when we call this read method. And then we call then and provide a callback function here. So this callback function takes only one argument, to do items, and inside this to do items, we will have all results from our table. Then, for each result, we perform some kind of another jQuery stuff, but the main idea is just that we create an HTML markup to wrap our bare data, to wrap our bare data with some HTML. And after that, we are ready to populate our list on a UI side with our new data obtained from server. I can set, for example, that I want to switch this filter in another side, and I will put complete equals true here. I will save it. I will rebuild my application. Okay, done. Then I will go to Visual Studio and start emulator again. And as you can see, we have task 1 here, and this task is marked as completed. So it's just because we switch our filter. So it's very easy to manage all this stuff. And also we can create like a little bit more complicated filter. Let's go to our portal again. Let's go to data. And let's say that I want to create a little bit more complicated filter, and for example, I will copy this value here, and here I will adjust my JSON a little bit, and I will say text task one, for example. I will save it. I just need to stop my Visual Studio. Okay, Visual Studio is stopped. I adjust my filter here, so now it will be complete equal to true and text equal to task one. Rebuild our project. And start the emulator again. So now we can hit refresh button again. So we have our task one, but let's stop it again. And let's say complete equal false. Save, rebuild, done, Visual Studio one, emulator, and now I can hit refresh button as many times as I want, but basically I will have zero items because in our database now there are absolutely no items with my filter criteria, and my filter criteria is again complete false and text equal to task one. So this is kind of a very simple way how you can write your queries. I will delete this for now. Let's go back and see, for example, how we insert our records to database. We also insert our records in a very simple and straightforward way. Basically, we take our to-do item table and call for insert method. The only one argument inside this insert method, let's say this way, I will create another just variable entity. I will put it here and this way. So we have our entity, and we are just need to define our custom fields which we want to store inside database, and that's all. Let's say that we want to add another field to our task. Let's say that it will be description. It's very easy. I will go to my index.html file. Let me just here I have my input for text, and here I will have new item description. So I just create a second input and call it new item description. I will copy this ID here. And I will say description. So I use like regular jQuery stuff here. Description box. description value, for example, description box dot value, and here also description box value set to empty, and here I can set, for example, I don't know, this and description value here. So now I just adjusted my entity, as you can see, only on the client side. I will rebuild my project and I will run it again in Visual Studio. Sorry for this awful design, but either way, task with description. Description and hit add. Task with description here. For now, we do not demonstrate any description on the UI side, but if I will go to the portal now, our to do item to table, I will hit refresh. Because I'm on a browse tab now. And here, as you can see, I have task with description, complete, false, and Azure Mobile Services created a new column inside this table. And the name of this column is desk, and the value for this record is description. And basically all other values for all previous records are equals to null. So again, it's a very simple way to store your data and modify your data. And all this stuff is possible. I want you to look a bit back to previous topic, because inside configure tab for our Azure Mobile Service, we said that we want to use dynamic schema for our database. So that's why now, every time I create a new record, Azure Mobile Services will just go through all properties, and for all that properties, it will create, if it's necessary, a dedicated column in database. Let's go back to data and let's see a little bit more interesting example. I want to demonstrate how you can adjust your script and also modify your records. For example, you can set item dot user level, let's say user level equal to user dot level. We talked a little bit about this topic previously, but the main idea is about modifying our records on a server side. And let's say that I want to go to my phone and level. I will add new task with title level. Add. Refresh. I have this level here, and let's go to browse, as As you can see, we have this task, text equals to level, description is empty string, and we have a new column, user level, and user level is anonymous. For this table, in permission, we said that we want to provide an insert permission for anybody with application key. But basically, application key, it's not a kind of user identity stuff. Let's say that I want to set only authenticated users. Save. And I will return to my emulator and try to add some task like blah blah. Add. Refresh. As you can see, I have an error that I was unauthorized to use this insert method. But basically, I can hit refresh and see my three items just because my read permission is allowed for anybody with application key. Okay, now I want to go to identity tab for my mobile services and demonstrate that I integrated my mobile services application with Twitter. And now I'm able to use Twitter as a login provider. I will open a new tab and I will go to MSDN here. Oh, sorry, it's a typo. Microsoft.com. And inside my MSDN, I go to documentation, APIs and references, and I will zoom out a little bit, Azure Mobile Services REST API. Here, but I don't want to read about REST API, I want to go a little bit up and see this client library for JavaScript. So this is my main topic for today. Inside this section, you can see some references how you can start with client library for JavaScript. And let's say that I want to read this article, get started with authentication. Here, Microsoft creates a lot of, but not only Microsoft, also a community, creates a lot of articles about how you can configure your authentication using different providers. We will use Twitter for now, but the main idea is only inside this single method. I will demonstrate you how it works from the code perspective. I will add some new stuff here. Again. ID login. Something like this. So for now, I just create a login button and I will scroll here and I will set it for login button for click event handle. I will use a very simple function. I will set client dot Colonia and here, and here I will say Twitter. So basically, that's all. Let's rebuild my application. Oh, I need to stop my Visual Studio, and I see that I need to rebuild my application again. Wait a second. Okay. Rebuild. Visual Studio, start emulator. So what we have here now, we have this login button, and when I click for login, I will be automatically redirected to my Twitter application. Now I am able to provide a username. Here is my username. I will hide my phone to type my password. Okay, so here is my username, here is my password, and sign in. And now I'm logged in. We can easily check it by typing a new task name Twitter and hit add. As you can see, now I was able to add this task Twitter. And if I will go to my portal, if I will go to data tab here inside browse, I can see Twitter, and also I can see that now I'm authenticated. Let's see another interesting demo. Let's say it item created by equal user dot user ID. Save. Open our phone and Twitter to add. Let's hit refresh. Okay, we have Twitter 2 now, and let's go to browse. Twitter 2, and now we have a new column created by Twitter and ID. This is not a security token, it's just an unique identifier. It's a unique identifier, and I can use this identifier just to understand was this item, for example, create was several items created by single user or by different users. And basically, I cannot use this ID to like reset user password or provide some kind of other harmful stuff. So it's very harmless user ID. Let's go back and let's see for another demo. When we talk about API, previously we created this API, and as you can see, we have a lot of stuff here for our get method. But let's say that now we want to create the same for post. And let's create some kind of very simple stuff. I will copy this code from our previous example. So here we will have to do items too. And here I will just use table, and I will leave this where filter empty. So, and now when I will call for like my news API using post method, this API should return all values from to do item to table and send all that values to user. Let's hit save. Let's stop my Visual Studio. And now let's go to my web store, and I want to demonstrate how we can call our custom API. It's also very simple stuff. I will modify this method. So now we are inside refresh to do items. I will comment all this stuff out, and what I will do now, I will type client dot invoke API. For invoke API method, I need to provide several arguments. The first one called API name. Let's go to the portal my news. Okay, so we can copy it my news and we can type it here. Okay, we will call for my news. The second argument called options, and here we need to say that method is post. We want to call for post method. Sorry. And also, after that, we need to provide a callback. But here we have some kind of small trick inside this callback. This callback will obtain not like the bare results of our API call, but it will obtain something like response from our API. And why I call it response? Because here I will create a new variable to do items, and to do items response dot result. And now inside this to do items variable, I will have my API call results. So it's like only data which was returned by my API. And now I will just copy all this stuff here. Copy. I will paste it here. Uncomment. Yes. So, and all other stuff which we need to demonstrate and illustrate these results on UI, we will copy from previous method. I will save it and I will rebuild my project. Now I will go to Visual Studio and I will run my emulator. Let's wait a little bit. I hope everything is working fine. Or maybe not. Let's go to our portal. What we have inside permission? Anybody? Host, anybody with application key? Okay, we have our application key. Let's go to logs. Okay, we have an error here. Error expected a function, object, or string not undefined. Okay, maybe I'm just. Maybe I just did some errors here. Oh, yeah, inside war, we need to provide an empty object. So if we want to not if we do not want to use any filter, if we want to just create like select all records from table and that's all. Still we need to provide an empty object here. Okay, let's hit refresh. Refresh. So now, invalid object name. Oh yes, I know why it's invalid. It's again my bad. It's another typo. To do item, not items. So. Refresh. Yeah, now it's working fine. So here is the way how we can call our custom API and work with both like table API calls and custom API way of calls. And also, as you can see here, we have get and post. So we can create all this stuff, all this API stuff. For a lot of methods like get, post, patch, delete, put, and so on and so on. And again, I want to go to Identity tab and demonstrate that the only thing I need to do to integrate my application with Twitter is to provide API key and API secret here. And from the code perspective, I need just to call a login method. So basically, that was all for today. And thank you for attending again my today's webinar. See you next time.